Chapter 3 Questions. Discuss the following questions with your partner and be prepared to share your answers with the class. 1. What role do DNA ligases have in nature? 2. What role do DNA ligases have in gene cloning? 3. What properties of the DNA restriction fragments produced in Laboratory 2 enable ligation of these fragments? 4. Could two RFP fragments join to form a plasmid during the ligation? If not, what would prevent that? If so, what would be the result? 5. During ligation, both hydrogen and covalent bonds form. Which bonds form first? Why do both types of bonds need to form? Did you know? DNA mutations and protein production. Every time a cell divides and its DNA replicates, it copies and transmits the exact same sequence of nucleotides to its daughter cells. While DNA usually replicates with fairly high accuracy, mistakes do happen. Polymerase enzymes sometimes insert the wrong nucleotide or add too many or too few nucleotides. Mutations or changes are not necessarily harmful. If a mutation gives the organism a selective advantage, the trait may be passed to future generations. However, even very small mutations can sometimes have serious consequences. A change to a just single base pair can change a cell's ability to produce a particular protein. A mutation is the cause of sickle cell disease, SCD, a serious condition where red blood cells become rigid, sticky, and irregularly shaped. Red blood cells are normally responsible for delivering a constant supply of oxygen to every cell in the body, and SCD significantly impacts their ability to function. A single change to a gene, called HBB, alters one of the amino acids in hemoglobin, the protein responsible for carrying oxygen within red blood cells. Due to the change in protein structure, the red blood cells become misshapen, are able to carry less oxygen, and are far more likely to form dangerous blood clots.